Zoe BCIG rallies to defeat Ridgeview 6-5, and have the OA BCIG pitching contingent with us. Ellie Doetzler did all the pitching tonight, and she gets the Wells Ag Supply Fonda Player of the Game for her work in the circle and for especially Ellie, that last at bat in which you got it for an infield single. Tell me about that at bat and what you were looking for and what you thought once you hit it.
I knew I had to put the ball in play, and I thought I was pretty comfortable with her, and I just hit it as hard as I could, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Proved to be enough. Diving stop made, but no out was able to be recorded, and that the game winner, one of two hits he had. And so you said you felt pretty comfortable in the box against Katie tonight?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she wasn't throwing anything like too different, so, and it wasn't too fast, so mm-hmm. I thought it was pretty good hitting speed.
All right, and what about in the circle tonight? You registered 9 strikeouts. They got you for 4 runs in that third inning, but you settled down after that. What was your mindset, especially going forward after that rough third frame?
Well, I knew I had to change something. I was starting to hit my corners more. Okay. I quit throwing drop balls and just fastballs, and I got more comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Well, last 4 innings, you kept them off the board, and 4 runs. The Falcons get over the last 2 for the victory and the walk-off win. Does it mean a little bit more when it's Ridgeview who you come out on top of?
Oh, yeah. It's always good to beat Ridgeview, and especially in a fun game like this one. So
yeah, it was a fun game and a fun night with the ALS night. A lot going on, of course. Your teammate last year, Carrie Miller, unfortunately lost her dad to ALS. So with all that going on, and what does it mean to pull this off on this night with the night you had and the great event?
I think it's really important that we won here tonight. Last year we won with a walk-off hit versus Mapleton, and so this year it kind of felt the same in the last inning. Everybody was kind of on the edge of their seats, and we did it. So
great job, Ellie Doetzler. Thanks for the time.
Thank you. Hand
over the headset now to your teammate, Hallie Hemer. Birthday, 17. Not a bad present, is it?
No.
All right. So, Hallie, talk about your night at the plate. You walked your first time, grounded out, hard shot off the pitcher. Your second at bat turned into a tough luck out. How was it for you tonight in the dish?
You just had to keep your head up. She was pretty good hitting speed, so you just got to keep your head in and swing when it was right down the middle.
Well, you did the job taking over for Ellie in the circle last night at Storm Lake, throwing the last 4 innings and holding off the Tornadoes for the win. You pitched a lot last year and figured to get your fair share of innings again this season. How have you felt throwing the ball thus far?
Pretty good. It's going so good so far.
Yeah. What have you tried to work on or maybe tweak a bit pitching coming into this season, if anything?
My rise. It's coming along really nice.
And a 3-1 start to the year. All in all, how do you feel about things this first week of the season?
I'm feeling pretty good. I think it's going to be a good season.
What's coach especially been stressing in practices and in the preseason for the team to kind of shore up this year?
Keep talking and keeping our heads up and not letting ourselves get down without, like, when we get down in situations like tonight.